Hi, and welcome to the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA podcast. My name is Andy Klumpis, and I am your host for this podcast, and I am very happy to be joined today by Jeff Pond. He is a second-year student in the MBA program, and he is also the president of the Dalhousie MBA Society. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. I should point out now that Jeff and I are currently talking via Skype. I'm in Ottawa right now, doing my corporate residency at the Privy Council office, and Jeff is in Halifax, completing his second year. You okay there, Jeff?
Absolutely. I'm happy as could be.
All right. So, Jeff, why did you decide to go to Dal?
Well, I did my undergraduate degree at Dalhousie as well, and I did it in arts. And after speaking with a family friend who was in business, particularly in finance, he said, if you really want to get into that industry right now, you really need either a commerce degree, engineering, math, or an MBA. You need something that can improve your quantitative skills. And I thought, okay, well, I have an arts degree. I don't really know if that can get me into that sector. And I thought to myself, okay, I ended up doing a minor in business at Dal. And then I happened to have a conversation with Scott Comer, who at that point was the newly appointed director of the MBA program, and just the enthusiasm he had and about the program and it moving forward and the potential for it, it really, really interested me. And knowing that I could get that business background that opens up doors for me, I knew was a fantastic opportunity. And I mean, given the chance to also have an 8-month work term just adds to your work experience and, truly something that I thought would really help my career and help move me forward. And not only that, though, but knowing that I would meet a whole new branch of people and develop strong relationships with.
I agree completely. I know that when I was applying to the Dal program, I have an arts degree too. My background wasn't in finance or marketing or commerce at all, and so I was concerned that it wouldn't be enough for the program, but I found that the classes have more than equipped me, and having that arts degree or an engineering degree or a degree that isn't typically associated with the MBA can be a really good complement to your education.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it completely complements it, actually. Because, I mean, the degree will give you a quantitative foundation for many varieties of business, and like in the financial sector as well. But, I mean, having the arts degree, you learn to write to a greater extent. Because, I mean, you're writing a lot more than you would in a commerce program. So it's just... It provides another dimension and equipping your arsenal, so to speak, for the MBA program. I thought it was really good. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
All right, so tell me about your corporate residency.
My corporate residency couldn't have gone better. I was elated by the experience I had. I did executive recruitment. Executive recruitment search work with a Halifax company called Wilson Executive Search, and the president Jim Wilson is also a Dal MBA alumni, and I took so much from that experience. I was dealing with different people daily, CEOs of multi-million-dollar companies. It was truly fantastic. I mean, you really get to see the nitty-gritty aspects of business. Learning the foundations and how a business works, because I mean, when you're working for a client, you have to know those details in order to provide the best solution for them. Definitely a great experience I had, and learning from someone who's developed and created several companies successfully, it was tremendous being able to work so close with someone like that. And I mean, we also worked together to as a side project to resurrect a football team at Dalhousie, so that was also a fun project on the side in addition to work that I happened to do with him.
Hey, no kidding about the experience. I'm just 3 weeks into my residency, and I am amazed by how much I've learned and how much I've just been exposed to. It's a learning experience that you just can't mimic in the class.
Absolutely. I mean, the classroom really gives you the theoretical base, but experiential learning, there really isn't any match for it. Learning as you go, and it's really something that will benefit a lot of people.
I'm with you there. Now, Jeff, you are the president of the Dal MBA Society,
that
and
I
had the pleasure of working with you as the first-year rep. What can you tell us about what the Society does?
Well, the Society is there for students. One of the foundations is to plan events for them, social events for all the students, and it also brings together students, the faculty, and administration. As president, I sit on numerous committees as well, and we're also the voice for the students in those areas, whether it's with the faculty, the school, or the program committees. Students need a voice, and the main thing is knowing that it's heard, and advocating for students' needs is really one of the key tenets of the MBA Society. It's been a fantastic experience to date. I mean, you're actually able to have a hand and try to help the program grow and develop and help the students through that as well.
Definitely. We're just out of time, so we're going to wrap this podcast up. Jeff, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. My pleasure, Andy. Thanks for the invitation.
For those who want to know more about the MBA Society and the MBA program, go to www.dalmba.ca, where you can find out more information, find out how to contact us, and find out how you can apply. Again, my name's Andy Klumpis. Thanks for listening to this podcast.